Meanwhile, Russia has been re-examining its relationship with Australia and our Pacific neighbours. The superpower's new ambassador to Australia, Alexei Pavlovsky, arrived earlier this year, and speaking at a seminar in Canberra, he's outlined Russia's perspective on the region and broader global affairs. Analysts believe his appointment is evidence Russia's beefing up its diplomatic presence in this part of the world. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Good morning, everybody.
Alexei Pavlovsky has largely kept out of the spotlight since presenting his credentials to the Governor-General in May. But addressing a small gathering at the Australian National University, he's been keen to stress Moscow's interest in this part of the world.
As a significant Eurasian power with vast Far Eastern territories that boast significant potential, Russia has a stake in the successful future of the Asia-Pacific region.
The former academic who specialised in the Middle East has pointed to Russia's engagement in Syria as an example of its power.
Now, the terrorist international has been defeated.
When civil strife erupted in Syria, it appeared the fall of the Assad regime was imminent and that Russia faced the humiliation of losing a valuable ally in the Middle East. But following US President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw American forces from the region, Russia stepped forward as a mediator between the warring sides and emerged with its power and prestige enhanced. Its influence, the ambassador says, Russia is keen to exercise in other parts of the world.
Do we believe the Syrian settlement can become a model for resolving acute regional crisis?
It was very clear that he would start with Syria because just at the moment that is the good news story that Russia has got to tell.
That's former Australian Deputy Ambassador to Moscow, Ian Parmeter. He says Canberra remains largely disinterested in Russia, but the superpower is set to become a bigger competitor for Asian markets.
We are making major sales of natural gas to China and to the rest of the Asian region, and Russia's in the process of trying to develop its Arctic natural gas resources, which it then wants to ship to China. So it will be a relationship where Australia won't be able to ignore.
This region hasn't always been a priority for the Kremlin, though. During Vladimir Putin's trip to Brisbane several years ago, a journalist asked what the Russian president thought of Australia. He said he knew it existed. But the organiser of the ANU event, senior lecturer Kirill Nurjanov, says the ambassador's comments show attitudes in Moscow have changed.
What can be inferred quite safely from his speech is that Australia is moving up the ranks in terms of countries with which Russia wants to have good working relations.
Dr. Nurjanov also argues that Alexei Pavlovsky's appointment to the ambassador's role is in itself a sign that Russia's getting serious about this part of the world.
His up-and-coming star in the Russian foreign policy establishment, I believe it's a signal that the Russian government wants relations with Canberra to be improved quite radically.
The ANU's Kirill Nurjanov ending that report from Alexandra Beach.